Coach, different location, same routine, I guess.
Yeah, same. Well, we're into our in-season practice schedule. With, I think the players appreciate it. We'll work out kind of the way we did lengthwise this afternoon. And we have such a short week. You know, we've got to get ready to play the game against the Raiders, and it's an important game for a lot of these guys. So, but then not lose sight of the fact we're playing. Got to go back to Detroit in about 10 days.
Other guys have been cut already. Just a comment on that whole process, and if you care to, anyone individually.
Well, it's difficult. It always is at this time. And the players, I hope they believe that. You know, we talk to them about it. We try and be real honest with what's going on. And of the guys that we let out of here, there's a couple, in my opinion, that can play in the NFL. You know, that given the chance, and if they hang in there, you know, the timing has to be right, the place has to be right. Sometimes it's just where you go. But they all work very, very hard, and they're all good guys. And now we got another tough one to make after the Raider game. So it gets a little harder when you get down to 53.
What's the latest on Atula?
I'm hoping we have him for Detroit. You know, his knee, he had a sprain. It wasn't cartilage, which is what they thought, you know, early it could have been. So he just needs to rest it now, and I'm hopeful we might have it. He might be able to play against Detroit.
That's it. I mean, much better than what you thought Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night, you know, of course, the doom and gloom group that I guess in medical school they didn't teach bedside manner, you know, with my particular crew. So... yeah, the sky was falling. But that's not quite the way it was.
What about Mike Green?
Now, Michael is going to have surgery on his foot, and he's probably lost for the year.
What did he have for or something?
You know, the Liz Frank injury. Yeah, he tore the ligament and the bone separated and on the top of his...
I mean, just playing.
Really. Oh, no. He's, he was one of the bright spots. I had mentioned in training camp, he's one of the bright spots. Of our new guys that came in, and he's such a good guy. Those of you that have talked to him realize that, and very excited about the season. It's too bad, you know, but now we're going to fix this, and then he'll be back next year.
Do you have the personnel you need at that position, or do you have to regroup?
Well, I think we might have the personnel we need at the position. You know, we have, you got Bull Ware, you got Hamlin, you know, and Babineau. We can move to, you know, he's kind of a swing guy, so he's going to spend a little more time at safety this week. So I think we're okay that way. And then we have a couple young kids that might round it out.
As you wind down here, is there one or two things that you're really above others that you need to iron out?
I want to see a little more consistency in our pass protection. I think we've played two real powerful, strong 34 teams, And when I looked at the film, I didn't feel quite as bad as when I was standing there on the sidelines, you know, which usually is the case. I think we learned a great deal from those two games in the preseason, so that was good. But I would like to see a little more consistency there. I was very encouraged by the play of Floyd Womack. I think he came in a little rusty, but did, you know, yeah, that was good. That was a good thing. I want to see our assignments. I want to see us a little more assignment correct. I think, and mainly here I'm talking with the young guys. There's, you know, we're making too many mistakes, and they have to. We have to play hard, and we have to play smart. That's how we have to play the game, you know. And so that's, I want to see that in this last game.
How are you going to divvy up the QB snaps for this last one?
I don't know. I think Matt's going to start the game and not get in there very long, but he's going to start the game, and then. Seneca will come in, David will get, or David, you know. I might even put David in there, number two, and let him play. He's the poor guy. Every time we put him in the game, we started driving a three-yard line, you know, and it's ridiculous. So, in fairness to him, I don't know quite how I'm going to do that yet.
Is that a reflection, though, of your confidence in Seneca at this point, that you feel good enough about him at number two, not to look at him more?
Yeah, Seneca's had a good camp. I think the more he plays, though, you know, it's good for him. No, don't get me wrong. It's good for him. But I got to let the other guy play some in a normal situation, a halfway normal situation. He hasn't been able to do that, unfortunately. So, give me some wiggle room on that, just that they're both going to play a considerable amount of time.
Get Darryl Jackson, I think.
Daryl was we had to send him home. He was a flu today, and so we didn't want the rest of the guys getting it. He and Tubbs the thought is that they, after the Raiders game, they will be able to practice and get ready for Detroit.
Can you talk about your tight end situation now? You got a new guy in now, and a couple guys out. Talk about what the depth you have there.
Well, we don't have fortunately we had some depth to start with. Heller, okay, and Murphy have had a lot of playing time in the preseason. That's a good thing, because Mealy, I think I'll get him back in time, but I'm not sure. If we don't, we play with the guys we have there. Maybe you don't run as much regular offense. Maybe, I don't know yet. But we're getting a thick position, got kind of thin. But we get Mealy back, so that's the good news.
You wanted in camp to, be able to fully assess Hamden and Green, and neither one of them have played a ton. What was the thought process on making that move now at that position? With Jabron, you released him.
Oh, Jabron. Hamden. I thought you said Hamlin.
Yeah, no.
Okay, the quarterback position.
Yeah, you wanted to look at both of them?
Yeah. And I think unless one of them just jumped way ahead, and in the case, and Jabron really had to do that over David, then we're probably going to go with the younger guy a little bit and that kind of thing. It was close, but Jabron's a good guy, and he ran the team very well. I just it was close, but no one really distanced himself, so we made the decision to go with the young guy.
Why did he have to jump? Why do you say he had to? It
was
like he was behind him and had to.
Well, he wasn't. No, they were close, but David's a young guy, and we still are learning about David. I think we know what Jabron is, and so unless it was just dramatically different in practice and in stuff in our evaluation tools, then we weren't going to do that. We're still going to go with the young guy and see if we can develop more and come. And that's what it was.
Do you know if you'll feel good about David as the number three going in, or do you kind of have to see this last game?
Well, if I feel good about it, all along, I think from the get-go, if we could have gotten a veteran quarterback, I'd probably feel a little more comfortable with the situation, but it is the it is what it is. I mean, not many teams in the league have the ability to, or the good fortune to have that guy in the third position. I think David has some ability, and he's smart, and he's all those things. Now I got to see how he plays. I want to give him a chance to play a little bit.
Anything else?
Ask you about Walter already.
Pardon me?
Oh yeah, Walter didn't practice today.
Yeah, I know he'll be okay. He won't practice. He probably won't play. He won't play against the Raiders, but he'll be ready for Detroit.
Are you just resting him, or is there something wrong?
Well, he bruised his shoulder, and we took pictures and everything. His shoulder's nothing. He just banged it, and it's sore.
What about Maurice Morris?
Maurice Morris.
His ankle's pretty sore, and so we're just resting him. It's been bothering him for a couple of weeks, actually, and he played. They wrapped it real tight, and he played the other night, and now it's pretty sore, so we're going to rest him.
Ashford probably started left tackle.
Yeah.
Morris won't play on
Thursday? Morris? We haven't made that decision yet. Walter won't play.
How about Daryl and Marcus? Do you want to have Jackson and Tubbs?
Detroit.
Detroit.